Good morning, grown folks. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith. And I'm reaching out, seeing how everyone's doing on this lovely day. And wanting to kind of talk about some grown folks stuff, you know how I do. And one of the things that I'm in thought with as I take this journey into the grind today on this crowded bumper-to-bumper highway, I was sitting here just thinking. And, you know, I was having a conversation the other day about men and women when they're connected or come together in a connecting way as far as being physical with one another, spending a little time and things of that nature. Now, usually it's the woman who has her eyebrows up wondering where this is going. What are we? What are we doing? Are we going in the same direction? Do we want the same things? Or is this just a, you know, a physical connection per se? Let me release and I'll let you release. And when you flip that and you have a man that's wondering about this type of thing and these things and, you know, where this is going, and does she just want to use me up for my body and not my mind and my heart and my time, but just for her own personal, you know, get off per se? And it was interesting because the gentleman I was talking to about this had indicated that they were feeling in some kind of way regarding really not knowing where they stood with a particular female, and they felt like it could be just a physical thing. And it was just interesting because you usually hear a woman speaking on this or feeling in that way. But I'm here to tell you, men too develop an emotional attachment, a physical attachment, a mental attachment, a heartfelt attachment, and all that. They have those feelings. And I think sometimes what happens is they suppress those things. You know, they don't want to put it out there as seeming as though they are, I don't know if weak is the word, but, you know, weak for love or open to get themselves hurt or, you know, vulnerable. That's the word. They don't want to appear vulnerable to a point where they could be taken advantage of. So, you know, we do know that women are faced with these emotions all the time. But it's just so interesting to hear and to see that men also develop this type of emotional questioning and sometimes feel as though they're being used in a physical way and that they're being played or stringed along, and, you know, the person just wants them for one thing and that's it. So I'm opening this up to discussion because it's interesting. I know at some point, whether you're female or male, you've been in that arena where, you know, you've either felt that way or you made someone else feel that way. Maybe not intentionally, but you did. So let us know what you think, your thoughts, your feelings, your experiences behind this. It would be interesting to hear and really hear from men as well, because, you know, some men too may not want to admit that they've been in that type of vulnerable situation or wondering and wavering situation. But I'd like for you to share if you have. And women, please let us know the things that you've went through in this regard too. And on that note, you guys are the greatest. I enjoy sharing these topics, and I really enjoy when you engage in and let us know what you feel and, you know, how you like the topic that's being presented and so forth. Again, my name is Donna Smith, and I want to thank you for listening, tuning in. If you'd like to reach out and send me an email, please do so at dgrier12000@yahoo.com. Have a great day, and I'll leave you with this. Be grown or be gone.